plop goes a strawberry cream pie into the garbage. 3/4 of it uneaten. Hey, this is Todd from Radical Real Life. It's the morning time. I'm doing a little preparation and I'm throwing away a near full strawberry cream pie. Looking at the container, it says strawberry cream pie made with real strawberries. On the graphic on the back, it shows with arrows pointing whipped cream rosettes, velvety strawberry and vanilla cream with a vanilla cookie crumb crust. A processed, big, tantalizing, bad for me, makes my stomach rumble a bit, pie. So, why am I throwing it away this morning? I did purchase it last night, late at night, when I was hungry and tired. And I've slipped a bit in my eating habits, quite a bit. And I'm coming full circle. I came back to do some health tests, and some things aren't as good as they need to be. So why am I throwing away this pie? I thought initially, like, well, I'll just eat the pie, you know, eat the rest of it. Don't want to let it go to waste. You know, I spent $8.99 on that pie. That would be, you know, wasting that money. So I'm going to keep it here and eat it until it's gone. So this is a great example of sunk cost is the term, is the idea. This idea of sunk cost impacts us all each day, every day, in working to meet our objectives or thinking about our goals, where we want to be, what we want to accomplish. The sunk cost idea is that I did something. I put all this, for example, here with the pie, strawberry pie. I spent the money on it, and it's sitting here. There's starving kids in New Jersey who, you know, would love to have some of this pie for breakfast, right? So I can't do that. You know, eat your peas notion. You know, there's starving kids. Okay, so money I put into it. It's here. It would be a waste. This is a physical good. Well, sunk cost means this is the important, it's an emotional glitch in our capacity to really understand how things work. The present is always moving forward. Click, click, tick, tick. Every moment as I step around the house here is a new moment. You put your foot never in the same river twice, right, goes the saying. So the past is done and gone. Yes, you did things in the past, but the moment, you're just a decision away from change. Every moment is just, Jim Camp, my negotiating trainer, would say, you're one decision away from change. And if I think about it this way, if I'm looking from now, this morning, forward and wanting to do something different, throwing the pie away, let's think of it this way. When I throw the pie away, I already spent, here's the idea, I already spent the money, it's gone. So regardless of what I do with the pie on that level, that supposed investment is, it doesn't change the past, what I do now with the pie. So being my goal, my objective is to be healthy. I chose to throw away the pie. So I can see that as a new decision in the moment to reach the goal. And that can, it's going to keep cycling. Now, as I adjust my eating and what I have in the house, I can, you know, choose what you have in the house to avoid having to eat, you know, eating more, less sugar, etc. in your, my approach to that. So that's another whole idea. Here's another one. Like if you put time in, now we talked about money, when I put time in, into an education. I went to college. I actually wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I did enjoy the social sciences. So I studied sociology, and then I decided to get a teaching certificate. I enjoyed kids. I enjoyed learning and being around them. So I did that. Well, once I got out, I saw with my personality and how I wanted to function and the changes in schools that after I taught a bit that wasn't going to be what I continued to do. So I could feel bad about that, think, oh, what a waste, but it's in the past, it's already done. Step, in the moment here. What's the decision? There's benefits you get from your experience. That's something to always, I think, I'm taking in. All experiences offer a gift. Good and bad? Well, those are subjective and very vague terms. That's another one for Words and Phrases episode, like good and bad. But there are experiences that are real, that are there, that we all will have as common humanity in life here. And we live in this culture. I live in the United States, in an American culture. I was raised at a particular time. Those things impacted me. Just like if you're listening to this and you're in Europe, in a French chateau, or if you're in Japan at a tea ceremony, you know, oh, there's a bunny in the front yard. I have bunnies that run around in this beautiful little house now. So experiences we have impact us. The past is gone. So making a new choice with the new information that's here and now is very empowering. So take the moment, feel where you're at right now. That's what I'm doing, like this morning. I'm gonna explore more with the idea of our past, present, and future, and change versus choice. This is a big area I've studied, thought about. You know, we think, oh, I want to change myself. I want to change my environment. But the sunk cost idea is an important one to think about. Like, whatever happened in the past, what you invested, you know, what I guess look at that. Well, invested time, you can invest money, mental and emotional energy, for example, in a relationship. That's a good one. You know, I'm single now, but looking at reviewing how I relate to other people, and also if it's a more on a spectrum, the way I look at it, on a romantic scale or a partnership scale at this time, marriage in America. Marriage based on tradition in America has been, you know, you do it. After years, the more years that go by, the more you've put into it. And if it ends for some reason, it's a failure, right? It failed. It failed. There's two people in it, and outside there's concentric rings of influence of families and people that influence that. Did it fail? Failure in relationship. The sunk cost of the past. I'm looking at it differently in that area, but that's another one too. But all these things, the important way to, it's a filter to think through that I'm thinking about, like especially when I woke up with this, it was really tasty strawberry pie. And there's food scientists that sit there and figure out processed food with the salt, the sugars, and the things that trick your brain to get this high stimulation cycle. Uh-oh. And I'm going outside to the front door. The bunny's out here. Hey, you don't want to eat that. Yeah, don't eat that. He's right out here. Eating flowers and stuff. Oh, he doesn't want to eat that, but Peter Rabbit has to run off into the bushes. Ah, it's a sunny, beautiful... Listen to the birds that come around here. There's finches that make this most beautiful... Well, I don't know if they're finches. I think they're finches. This... can't whistle this morning. That's not a finch, but there's some beautiful birds out here. So, to end, wrap it up here, sunk cost, thinking about what's the past and what choice to make each moment. This is part of the new idea I'm bringing together for meditate in motion, metamo, this idea of living non-competitively in the moment, experiencing the enjoyment of it, appreciating it, seeing it, and being satisfied and accepting it. So that's part of the formula, part of this formula, the past, present, future. And pulling from different traditions, Zen, Buddhism, my Latter-day Saint tradition, Christian tradition, paganism, ancient Celtic ideas of nature. There's some Russian interesting things. I've just discovered Rilke, the German poet and philosopher. Some beautiful things to say. So, bouncing here and there, but giving that some thought. Thanks for stopping in. Thanks for listening. I'm still using Anchor to record this. And I think I saw some messages maybe came to me. I'm not sure, but I'm going to keep recording as ideas come. And I do this as much to document my life, share ideas a little bit, but to make a record too of who Todd is and his experience that can live on in digit form forever. On the interwebs, when I'm long gone and turned to dust. So that's a thought you might take. Make a podcast, a voice product, because it's so much easier than video, that you just throw up, don't even promote it, maybe call it something and do it as a voice diary dialogue. So consider that. I think it's a beautiful thing. And until next time, take care, over and out. This is Todd with Real Radical Real Life.